Good morning, everyone. Do shadows lurk in your life, perhaps in the form of discouragement, frustration, debt, abuse, fear, addiction, loneliness, or heartbreak? This hour, I invite you to leave the darkness and step into the light. I'm your host, Patty Sheen. My guest today is inspirational author Tanya Evanson. Wife and mother of three, Tanya's world was shattered when she was diagnosed with cancer in 2012. Have you faced fear, doubt, and despair about your goals when confronted with an unexpected circumstance in your life? Grab a cup of coffee, settle into your favorite resting spot, and we'll return in 1 minute when Tanya will join us on the show and share what she learned about God's faithfulness.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold.
You're listening to Step Into the Light with Patty Sheen.
Who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his own.
This is the show where Christians share their walk from darkness down a sometimes long and lonely path to the light of healing and fulfillment through faith.
Seek out the hopeless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see. Take your candle and go light your world.
Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to Step Into Light right here on Blog Talk Radio on this Tuesday morning, the 17th of May, as we broadcast our 32nd episode. My guest today, Tanya Evanson, works with seniors, assists her husband with his youth ministry, and pens romance novels. She loves people of all ages, and her passion is to share Christ with others and talk about how trusting in God to direct her path takes faith. Tanya is the author of Unconditional and her latest novel, Restored, which is the March 2016 Clash of the Titles winner. Here to share her journey as a writer and a child of God is author Tanya Evanson. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here today.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me.
What's going on down in your neck of the woods? I think you're a little bit south of me, aren't you?
Yes, I'm in Alabama.
Alabama.
So.
And I'm up here in Colorado, but as listeners know who listen to the show regularly, I'm not in the mountains, unfortunately. I'm down here on the plains, and we've got some inclement weather in the area, so I'm hoping that things go well for the show today.
Well, me too.
Well, Tanya,
I'm grateful to be here.
Well, Tanya, as I told listeners when I gave your introduction this morning, you are a writer. You write inspirational romance. And the first question I would like to ask you is, when did you know you were meant to be a writer? Are you the type of person that was born with a pencil in your hand, or was it later on in your life that that interest developed for you?
Well, I would actually have loved to have a pencil in my hand from a very young age, but I was actually the type of person who did not like to read, and especially did not like to write. So I think I'm a little different. I would have to say probably about 11 years ago, God called me to write. But it wasn't until I read a Lori Wick series called The English Garden that I began to write. I can still recall, you know, the biblical truths as I read them and how it applied to me. And I was just fascinated that people could actually write about biblical truths, but still fiction. And, you know, and I remember praying, you know, Lord, help me to be able to write, you know, this way where people could come to know the Lord and or that already know the Lord, but to come and draw closer to him in these wonderful stories. And so, you know, if I ever get a chance to meet Lori Wick, I mean, I would just have to give her a big hug and just tell her that, you know, God used her in my life to bring glory to him. So
that that she was your inspiration, and that's a wonderful attribute to a writer. I know I have several that if I ever meet them, I would tell them that I've always had the desire. I haven't quite got there yet. Still have a couple of novels in progress, but I haven't quite got there yet. But I know just what you mean. I enjoyed some of Lori's work as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya,
yeah,
what
she's
childhood...
wonderful.
Yes, she is. What childhood influences would you say, thinking back to when you were growing up, shaped the person that you are today, not only as a writer, but as a Christian?
Well, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I didn't actually have my first Bible until I was 16. And so, which you know, it's kind of strange being, you know, growing up in America and not really having a Bible, you know, until you're a teenager. And, but, you know, I really think the church, you know, because I remember when I was 5 years old, my family wouldn't go to church, but I remember going to the bus stop and taking a church bus and, you know, they'd just take me to church. And then they would, when church was done, they would bring me back, drop me off at the bus stop, and then I would go home. And I just remember learning about the Bible stories, you know, and how in awe I was. And so I can really see how now, looking back, how God was, you know, using the church to draw me to Him and, you know, and started with stories. And I think that I've just always loved stories from the beginning. And, you know, so I would have to say the church has really influenced me as a person. And then as a writer, you know, just different people that I've met along the journey, really. You know, the first person, the first author that I ever had talked to was Karen Whitmire.
Oh,
and it was just really emailed her out of nowhere and asked her about being a published author. And that was even before her first book came out, you know. And so it was just one of those things that, you know, she told me to go to ACFW and to join and to, you know, get active. And so that's what I started to do. And I think just, you know, people, God using just different people in my life has helped me, you know, be the Christian writer that I am today.
Well, that's wonderful. I know I was supposed to, in fact, have gone to the Colorado Christian Writers Conference up here this past week and didn't get to go. My husband got sick and ended up in the hospital for some observation. So that kind of took care of that. But I had been to that conference several times before. And, you know, it's kind of funny, Tanya, that when I first went up there, I thought, oh, man, I'm around all these Christian writers. And I'm a Christian, yes, but I always haven't been a really good Christian. And I just kind of assumed that these people were just people that were born and raised in a Christian home and lived this wonderful Christian life.
Right.
And I was kind of, you know, scared to admit that I had ever done a couple of the things that I had done until I got to know these people better over time. And you learn that many of them come from very broken lives, and that's why God is using them to bring healing to other people.
That's
so it's
true.
Quite amazing.
That's
it's
true.
Quite amazing who He brings into our lives and why and what they can teach us.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what you mean, and I'm glad to hear that you say your church has had an influence on your life, because today there's so much negative. I shouldn't say so much, but there's a lot of negativity about church attendance anymore.
It's sad. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. And I know a couple of people in my church whose children have gone off to college and military careers and things like that, and have said, you know what, if it wasn't for the basis that they got in this church, they probably would not handle life situations the way that they do today.
Yes.
So I'm always encouraged when I hear other people say that church involvement was definitely a factor in the shaping of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tanya, you write inspirational romances, and I would like to know, why is that the genre of choice for you? And what message do you hope to leave with your readers through your stories?
Well, I love the idea that really Jesus paid it all for us, you know, and he did it because of love, unconditional love. And to me, there's nothing greater. And so a lot of my, you know, characters in my stories, whether it's a hero or a heroine, they, you know, they're willing to sacrifice as Christ would for the church, you know, so they're willing to sacrifice for either their spouse or some journey that they've gone through to be the person, to be more Christ-like, you know. And
yes,
for me, I want my readers, you know, really to know the love of Christ, to know how deep the depth of his love for a relationship with us. Doesn't matter if we struggle or we don't struggle. You know, he uses us. He uses people like me. He uses people like you. He uses just ordinary people to do, you know, extraordinary things, unexpected things. And for me, that's writing, you know, because like I said, I never thought about writing, but now this is what I do, and I love it. You know, I love being able to touch people's lives in a way that I never thought possible, you know.
Yes.
So.
Yes, absolutely. And I have to tell you, Tanya, when I was doing some research on your website, I clicked on unconditional. And, of course, it took me to the Amazon description. I think there was a little excerpt there. And before I knew it, I was downloading it to my Kindle. Well, I don't have an actual Kindle. I have the Kindle app on my phone, and I have it on my computer,
yes,
which is plenty sufficient for me because I walk around all the time reading on my phone. And I was like, oh,
yes,
man. Then I thought I probably should have downloaded Restored because that's your latest one. But then I said, no, okay, I'll read this one first. But you know what caught my attention? I have a nursing background, and seeing, you know, that your character was in a coma, it was like, oh, I got to check this out. See how this story plays out. So I did want to let you know. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to read enough of it to really be able to discuss it with you, except that I am thoroughly disgusted with Chris already.
That's true. But it's just so good that everybody's redeemable, you know.
Yes.
So,
yes,
you know, if not, we wouldn't be here. So.
That's for sure.
But I can't wait for you to read it, and you can tell me what you think.
Oh, I will. I will, and I'll leave a review and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I thought
thank
I would
you.
Share that with you, that you caught
That's
my
great.
Attention with your book. So here I am reading it now.
That's wonderful.
I didn't wait that you and I, we had been on Twitter together, and we had seen each other's names and so such, but you recently shared an experience on my website. You offered to be a guest blogger on my Patty's Porch on my website, and
mm-hmm.
you related an incident where something was happening to you that was similar to what was happening to a character in the book that you were reading. Can you share with us what was going on in your life and how that writer resonated with you during that time?
I'll definitely do my best, because when you're in that moment and, you know, you have, sometimes I think writers write, I know I do, and you never really know how it's going to touch someone's life. And really I had that moment. You know, I was diagnosed with cancer several years ago. And I think actually we were talking about that. I want to say it was in 2012, and
okay.
I had my first surgery in 2013. And it was just a really difficult time, because just, I guess when someone tells you that you have cancer, I mean, it's not only a mind thing, physical, but it's also emotional. It doesn't only affect you, it affects everybody else around you.
Sure.
And I remember I was just doubting myself how to deal with the news, and I was just really struggling. And I remember I was cold. It was sometime in December, and I was cold. And so I, you know, got a blanket, and I had this book, and the title of it was The Rancher's Reunion by Tina Radcliffe. And so I, you know, got on the couch and I started reading it, and it was just one of those things that really hit me, because the hero in the story is named Will, and he had a disease. And he was afraid really to move on with his life because of fear. And it really hit home for me, because I was so scared of the unknown, of what to do next, how to handle everything, that I understood when he said that he was having a hard time trusting God with it. And
sure.
And I just remember a scene in there that was saying, you know, that he just totally admitted that he was scared. And it was like, and I never actually said the words, and I never actually thought it, you know. But when I read, "I'm scared," I was like, wow, I am scared, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just one of those things, though, that as I continued to, you know, to read the story and stuff, and I knew, you know, that God had given me this book at the appointed time, and that he was leading me to, just like in the story with Will, to give God all of my fears day by day, moment by moment, for the rest of my life, and not to let the fear hinder what he has in store for me, you know, what he has for me to do, you know, because it wasn't only hindering, you know, my writing, but also, too, you know, my husband and I were in the ministry, and he's a youth pastor, and, you know, and I was just having a hard time, you know, teaching, and it was really affecting every part of my life. And, but I hit it really well, you know. And so when I was able to give God, you know, my fear and just really give it to him, you know, I was able to, I'm back, you know, to writing and doing what mm-hmm. he's called me to do, and, you know, and I have my joy again, and I wasn't letting my fear take over, you know. You know, one of my favorite Bible verses is, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything,
oh, yes.
you know, pray, yes. give, yeah. And so give your petitions to the Lord." And, you know, so I camped out on that verse, you know, and meditate on that verse. And it's funny because that's not the only time that I've been fearful in my life, but it's a constant that I know that I have to continually bring things to the Lord. And, you know, and so he reminded me of his faithfulness during that time.
And Tanya, I'd like to, if you don't mind clarifying, I know you have little ones, or you have children.
Yes.
How old were your children at the time that the diagnosis was made?
Let's see, 14, 9, and 6.
Okay, so, I mean, you still had kids that were extremely dependent on you, and it was probably difficult to be able to relate to them on, you know, much of a support level. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You were needing to be a support
yes.
to them more than, it's not like you had a 20-year-old around, which I didn't think
right.
you did. You look way too young for that, but...
Well, and one
but,
of the
I mean,
things
you had
too
that
is I
extra
really
burden in addition. You know, you had a family in addition to what you were trying to do in your professional life and working with the ministry and all.
Right. And, you know, and that's another thing too. I didn't know how to tell people. I didn't really know how to, because I was afraid if I talked about it, then I wouldn't know what to say. You know, I wouldn't want
sure.
my, you know. How do you explain that, you know, and not break up, you know?
Yes.
But now I'm able
exactly.
to talk about it, and I'm able to to help other people who are dealing with, you know, health issues, where before I wouldn't really have understood, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I think sometimes God allows us to go through things that way we can minister to other people.
Exactly. We're going to take a short pause here, and the only reason we'll do that is to make listeners aware of who they're listening to, because a lot of Blog Talk Radio listeners do come in on the middle of a show, and they may wonder what the show is about. You are this morning listening to Step Into the Light with Patty Sheen. My guest, who I'm interviewing today, I am pleased to have Tanya Evanson. Tanya is an inspirational romance writer, and she also had a very difficult experience with a cancer diagnosis that she was sharing with us just now. I would like listeners to be aware of where they can find Tanya. She does have a website, and it is TanyaEvenson.com. She also has a Facebook page, and she has a Twitter page. However, I'm going to refer you to my website, which is Patty Sheen, PattiSheene.com, because rather than give you all those URLs, you will find on my website under the Blog Talk Radio tab, there's a page there called Website and Social Media Information, and you will find the information there for all of my guests. So if you would like to learn a little bit more about Tanya than what we talked about during the show, then you are welcome to go to her website, and I'm sure she would love it if you followed her on Twitter, as we all love to have new followers. So let's go ahead and get back to Tanya. We were just talking, Tanya, about your cancer diagnosis and the fact that you learned to turn it all over to God, and I'd like to know, during that period of time, how did your relationship with God change? Did you ever have the experience of being very, very angry, as some people have when they encounter adversity like this in their life?
I can honestly say I did not. It was, I think it was more of a humbling experience because, you know, I'm a person, I have lists, and I like to go down the list when I do things and check them off, and, you know, and I do like to have control over certain things. And when you realize that you have no control over your health or your future, it's very humbling. And so I spent a lot of time with God, not asking, you know, not asking really for God so much to take away the cancer. I know I did pray that. But
sure.
I did pray also, too, that if it's God's will, that I would be at peace, whatever God's will would be.
Yes.
And that is the hardest thing I think you could pray, you know. But I love the relationship that I have with the Lord. And I think it made it richer because of it. So...
And I think that's what the Bible tells us, too. I know that's what the Bible tells us, too, Tanya, that the more adversity and the more trials we go through, the stronger we become.
Mm-hmm.
So that there very much stands to reason. But in my opinion, from my experience dealing with people, and like I said, I've been in the nursing profession for a number of years. There's two different kinds of people. There's those that say, why me? And then there's those mm-hmm. like you who say, why not me? You know?
Yeah.
And I think that makes a huge difference as to how a person handles a situation.
Mm-hmm.
I know my husband went through, I won't go through what tell you all about what he went through, but it was a lot. And there were times when I thought to myself, man, I think if this was me, I would have told the doctor, you know, just shoot me. I'm done. But he really dealt with an awful lot, and he dealt with it all with a mm-hmm. great deal of patience and compliance with everything they told him to do. And yeah, I'm not so sure that I would be that strong.
Right. And I think too, that sometimes, you know, that it, when we do go through things over time, it does build more faith, you know, because there's no way I would have the same kind of attitude that I did if I was younger, to be honest. You know,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't there, you know, maturity level to be able to handle a diagnosis like that. You know, so I think just where I am right now with my faith, I think that helped me. But
sure.
It's not always like that for everyone. And this really wasn't the first time. This was the first time I had a diagnosis. I had a cancer scare when I was much younger. and I didn't have the same kind of response. You know, it was one of those things mm-hmm. that I had called my friend and I said, please pray for me because I can't pray right now. And so I knew that I was bathed in prayer from friends, but I just had a time where, you know, that I just couldn't pray because I didn't want to think about it. And, you know, and I think that was a lesson for me to learn at the time that no matter what I faced, that God was there for me. And so when I faced it this time, I could actually feel the Lord with me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And was there ever a time, Tanya, and I would guess from the way you're speaking now that there probably wasn't for you, but a lot of people who are very close to the Lord and experience a dark time feel kind of alone, and yet it sounds to me like you never really felt that.
Really, I'd have to say my husband is the only person that I know that has always been true, you know,
mm-hmm.
Steadfast. I've never really had anybody else in my life, a Christian, that I could say that was a true Christian.
Yes.
Yes. You know, but he's always been, like I said, steadfast and follow the Lord wholeheartedly, even when it was very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never wavered, you know. So I've always taken my strengths and watched him. Because, you know, a husband should be an example for the wife and for the family.
Definitely.
And he's always been that example for me. Where, like I said, in my, you know, growing up, I never had that. And so, you know, seeing that in him and then, you know, witnessing it in his day-to-day life. I mean, he's been my example, you know, as he would be for Christ, you know, as he follows Christ, you know, just like the Bible says, you know, that Paul follows Christ, so you should follow Paul. You know, he's the head of the household. I follow
right.
my husband. He follows Christ. And, you know, so... But then, like I said, the church is wonderful because I see the examples in the church, too. But, you know, being in the ministry, we move around a lot. And, you know, and you do see Christ in other people. But, you know, your family is your core. So.
Definitely. Well, you talked earlier about your writing and... Now, did you have to experience chemotherapy or anything of that nature, Tanya?
I am blessed. No, I did not.
Okay.
My lines weren't clear, and so I just go back. I've had two surgeries, and I just go back for rechecks every 6 months.
Okay. But still, you had to have experienced a considerable amount of probably fatigue and all the things that go with the illness itself.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And so my question is, how did that time period affect your writing? And you touched on that earlier, but were you able to just champion through? Because, wow, if you were, that's pretty good.
Well, the medicine they had me on, really, I lost a lot of, well, I didn't lose my memory. I just had a really difficult time memorizing things, remembering things. Yes, I mean... To the point where I remember teaching Sunday school and I got done with the lesson and I was just, when all, you know, all the youth, I teach high schoolers, when they left, I literally just cried because I was like, Lord, I can't teach. I can't even remember. I can't even think clearly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so brokenhearted because I love to teach and not being able to do that, I was just broken. And I remember later on that afternoon, a youth had come up to me. And this is how awesome God is. She came up to me and she says, Tanya, thank you so much for that lesson. She's like, I really needed to hear what you had to say. And I was like, okay, that was all God, you know, because I couldn't remember what I said.
Yeah.
So, You know, and so I had many more times like that. You know, they just, the more medicine they gave me, then it was just harder and harder. And, but, you know, I've gotten better. I didn't have a surgery for the first time last year. And so I'm doing much better. And,
good.
Yes. So, but I continue to pray and continue to write. And if I could only write a little that day, then I just wrote 100 words. If, you know, if I couldn't write that week, I didn't stress about it. I just wrote one I knew I could write. And I think that's important for other writers to know, you know, that when you have, you know, an illness or anything like that, you know, don't give up. Just do what you can when you can. Because, you know, you're doing it for the Lord, and He will make it all good.
Well, that pretty much answers the question. Over the past few minutes, you've pretty much answered the question that I had about how this has got to have been a very dark place for you and how He brought you back to light. And it sounds like just through, you know, even through that young person coming up and saying what she did to you, I mean, that's a way I think that He leads us back. Those little nuggets of encouragement that come just when you think nobody really is listening to anything you say, you know?
Right.
I mean, I think he very much knows when we need that encouragement. And speaking of that, you and your husband do work in youth ministry, is that correct?
Yes.
Or he does and you support him, or?
Oh, yeah, he does and I support him, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about the rewards, and I'm sure there are frustrations that you experience with that ministry, Tanya.
The rewards is knowing that God's word will never come back void. I love that because I just know that whatever I say, even if I can't remember now, God will use, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's something, you know, that my husband and I, we talk about all the time, that whether we're reaching one person for Christ or we're reaching 50 people for Christ or we're reaching hundreds for Christ, it's for Christ. It's not for us. It's not for our glory. It's for Him. And one person matters to the Lord. And so, you know, you said frustrations. I don't really see any frustrations. I think sometimes you wish you had more time with youth because time goes by so fast. And when you have the youth, they're almost like your children.
Oh, yeah.
You spend so much time with them and you care about them and you love them. And then just like now it's, you know, graduation time and they graduate and then they move on. And it's like, oh, you know, your heart is so invested in their lives that it just, you know, you just wish you had more time with them like a parent.
Yes.
And so that, to me, that would be, if anything, it's not really frustration. It's just wanting more time, you know, with them. But there's so much joy. I mean, it's definitely a calling, but there's just so much joy and blessings that come out of it that I can't imagine, you know, my husband or I doing anything different. So,
well, I wondered what kind of youth ministry you did. There's a difference between, I believe you're in a fairly small town, right?
Is that correct? Well, we used to live in a small town, but now we actually live in Alabama, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So we're like a college town, I guess you could say.
Okay. I guess the point I was trying to make is you're not working with like inner city kids that are at risk for, you know, drug abuse and many kinds of addictions and things like that. Because I'm thinking back to when I worked with youth, I worked at a psychiatric residential child care facility for a while. And there was a lot of frustration there because some of our kids just never seemed to really progress that rapidly, I guess is the point. And some of them, you know, unfortunately ended up with a bad end and they just never responded to treatment, I guess. But then of course you had the ones that did, and that was where the reward came in.
Right.
So that was what I kind of was wondering, if you had experienced that frustration of trying and trying to work with a child and just not getting through for whatever reasons. Yeah. Well, Tanya, just like any other writer, I'm sure you want to talk to us about your books. So tell us a little bit about Restored. I know it was a March 2016 Clash of the Titles winner. So tell us about your story and what you hope readers will get from it.
Well, Restored, it's actually, I wrote while I was, you know, going through the cancer and, you know, surgeries and stuff, and I was trying my hand at historical romance, which those will actually start being published this fall. But I really struggled because, you know, of course, going through what I was going through, but I was determined that I love historical romance. And but I am published in contemporary romance. And And so, but I love contemporary romance too. And and so, but it was after, you know, feeling, you know, that God continually wanted me to write, and things were getting better and my health was getting better. And really my publisher said, okay, I'll give you 8 months. You know, I want Restored in 8 months. And I said, okay, I can do this. And it was one of those things I was like, Lord, can I do this?
You know? Right.
And it was, he allowed me to write the story in 8 months, and I'm not a quick writer. I normally do 3-4 drafts, you know, but this story came together so beautifully that I'm just in awe still of how good God is, because, you know, my hero is Dr. Stephen Moore. He is nationally known for saving lives, but then when he finds out that he has a cancer prognosis, he basically retreats to a happier time in his life. And, you know, in that time in his life, he goes and he meets a woman that he once was in love with. Oh. And, yes, and, you know, so he goes and he sees her. And Elizabeth Roberts, she's struggling with the death of her husband and raising two children on her own, and she's trying to basically find a way through her family's grief, never expecting that she could actually find happiness from the past, which is Dr. Moore.
Sure.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's in, so I, my tagline for this story is sometimes love arrives when you least expect it, because that really sums up both of their stories, you know.
Yes.
And I love how, in the story, how God brings them together. But then also, too, it's a story of, you know, with God, nothing is impossible. That's the main theme for the story. And, you know, and it's just really, really dear to my heart, you know, because out of fears, you know, in my hopes and my dreams, this is where Restored was born, you know, surrendering to the Lord. And that's what the story is about.
And that's what I was going to ask you, is where you got the idea for the story. And you pretty much answered that quite thoroughly. Thank you. Well, like I
You're
said,
welcome.
I'm Unconditional now. I'll have to get Restored next. Tell us now, Unconditional is a little different story.
It is. It is the first book in the Unending Love series. It's basically with Elizabeth and her husband, Chris, the first book. And is marriage worth fighting for? You know, that's the main theme of the whole thing. Because so many marriages today, they fall apart, you know, for just a variety of reasons. But, you know, it just, to me, it really hits home as, is your love, you know, a marriage, commitment to the Lord, really worth fighting for? And I think that when readers, you know, get done reading this, you know, some of the reviews that I've gotten, you know, are just like, wow, you know, I never, like one of them was, I never realized Christ needed to be such a center part in a marriage. I mean, that
marriage,
is something that, yeah, I mean, it's like, wow, you know, the Lord, and just like when I was reading Tina's story, you know, the Lord is touching people with words that, you know, that I wrote, you know, that could be uplifting or to encourage. And, you know, so unconditional for me is really, I just hope that I can help other people, you know,
mm-hmm.
and to fight for the marriage if need be, or somebody that they might know.
Well, I, like I said, I'm enjoying that story, and I'll get it read here within the next few days. So I'll probably get in touch with you, or I'll send you, you know, I'll put a review up. So, Tanya, what advice would you give to those who are facing adversity? They find they can't accomplish their goals because of that stumbling block.
Never to give up. You know, mm-hmm. I know I said that earlier, but it's so true. You know, and I know that it's difficult, but not to focus on the stumbling block, but to focus on Christ. Because he, you know, just like I said, was restored. Nothing is impossible with God. You know, no stumbling block mm-hmm. can stop him for doing what he wants to do in your life. You know, Paul asked, you know, God 3 times, please take away the thorn. And he didn't. But yet you see how mighty Paul was for the Lord. It didn't
yes.
stop him, you know, caused mm-hmm. Paul to rely on God more. You know, and that's what we have to do. We just have to continue the race and keep our eyes focused on Jesus and not to give up.
Well, I agree with that. And I think that part of the problem with us is that we let our humanness get in the way of God's power. We're so convinced that we are so limited in what we can do, but we don't have that faith to know that it's God's power that's going to get us through, whether
mm-hmm.
it be to accomplish the goal or to overcome the obstacle or whatever. And you know, if only we. Well, I really loved what you said when you said that you turned those fears over to God. And I think to myself, that's a wonderful thing to do. But how many times do we say, oh, but wait a minute, let me take it back for a couple of days? God, maybe you don't know all the facts here. You just don't know how bad this is, you know?
And yes, I've done that too. Definitely.
Well,
definitely.
I've talked to other
guests. We just
about
keep
that
giving
too.
It to them.
Yeah,
we just keep giving it to them.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, but you know, we're just so reluctant to. You just got to have a little bit of, man. I just have to worry a little. Tanya, we are getting close to our to the end of our show here. I enjoy doing the show, and I. The only thing I don't like is having to tell my guests that we're about out of time. So
well,
is there anything else you would like to share with guests before we close the show out?
Just that I'm very thankful to everybody who's listening today, and thankful to you, Patty, for having me.
Well,
this has been a wonderful experience.
Good.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I would like to remind listeners to go to my website at Patty, P-A-T-T-I, Sheen, S-H-E-N-E, all one word, .com. There under the Blog Talk Radio tab, you will find my website and social media page. And there you will find Tanya's information and the information for all of our guests. So if you want to check out her website, check out her books, absolutely. Be sure and go to Amazon, and I have a feeling after you read the little excerpt that's there, you won't be able to resist, just like I was not able to resist. I'm especially a real sucker for the Kindle books, because, man, you know, just one click and they're there. That's so cool.
It is.
Yes, yes. Well, Tanya, I am wishing you a wonderful week.
Thank you.
And I
want to
thank you again, and you and I will stay in touch.
Sounds wonderful.
All righty. For our listeners, when you look back on the dark periods in your life, you may find they were not quite as dark as they seemed at the time. And when the light does shine again, it is so much brighter than you remembered. Hope to see you back with us again next week, which will be Tuesday morning. We broadcast at 8 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Do want to remind listeners, we are archived, so if you missed any portion of this show or there's other shows you'd like to hear, you'll also find them on my website. Don't hesitate to come on back. Have a good week, everyone, and God bless you.
There is a candle in every soul. Some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites.